That's what the police asked me. So I told him, like, it's called sex or something. Have you ever heard of it? He did not get it. To my sense of humor, wrapped me up in his handcuffs, put my hands behind my back, and here I thought that I was already kinky enough.
Doesn't mean that what that happened.
Oh,
you're a man who's fooling good, another man who can't get caught.
Oh,
you must get caught.
How could something so beautiful be treated so unjustly? Something so right turned into a fight. On a lovely night, I'd still be holding you tight.
That was Ari Gold singing his song Caught off of his album Space Under Sun. We are very excited to welcome him in just a few minutes. There's a lot going on out there.
Sure is.
Sure is. I was doing some reading, and let's say days ago, though it was an hour ago, in preparation for our show, because we don't do that the hour before.
No.
It's unprofessional.
It would be.
It's unprofessional. And my gosh, I was getting all riled up. There is this, again, it's this marriage thing. It's a little crazy. So Becca's going to talk to you. I'm going to get the phone, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
For those people who weren't listening during the election, there's a lot
WBEW.
Of marriage.
Hey, Ari Gold, hold on one quick second. We're going to cue you up.
Succeeded, which is not a good thing for us. That means that gay marriage has been reversed in California. It's no longer allowed legally. Though Arnold, the governor, came out in support of this, so that's a good thing.
Nice. But all right, how about a guest?
Sounds good.
All right, let's start off with a guest. That's how we start off these shows. So we are thrilled to welcome tonight to our show Ari Gold. Ari, are you there?
I am here.
Ari,
hello.
Welcome to the show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Thanks for having me.
How's New York City?
New York is getting cold.
Yeah.
But right now I'm in a very hot rehearsal space.
Okay. But it's all right there. So now Ari, Becca.
Hello,
Ari. Ari and I are fellow NYU Violets.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, that is true.
We are fellow NYU Violets. We are fellow New York Jews.
Ah, there you go. And New York gay Jews.
New York gay Jews. Although I'm from New Jersey. But we say New York, and that's fine.
The center is made up of the outskirts, right?
Oh, Ari just validated me, I feel.
Every center is made up of the outskirts. So the center of New York would be nothing without the Bronx and Brooklyn and Jersey and Long Island.
Oh.
Well, I'm a Jersey girl, so I like what he's saying.
He's so inclusive.
He is.
We like when our guests are inclusive, Ari.
I try.
Now, Ari, discovered at a bar mitzvah?
My brother's, to be exact, yes.
What were you singing?
Oh, Lord. I was singing a Hebrew song called Ura Ura.
Okay.
Ura Kim Odi.
Well, I know it, Ari. It's my childhood.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Of course I do.
Did you grow up Orthodox?
We grew up Conservadox.
Conservadox? And you actually sang Ura Ura? Ura Kim Odi.
Ari, that was the first musical performance live we've ever had on our show.
That's the first musical time I've ever sang that song, I think, ever.
Ari, we're not going to stop you if you want to keep going.
Bring it on.
No, it's okay.
Educate Vermont. Come on.
So, Ari, we were just gonna talk about kind of the political climate, and we're in Vermont. We're so apart. We're so Birkenstock chilled out with gay issues, and we were doing some reading about Proposition 8 in California, and we're very much not there. What's the vibe in New York City? Is it a topic of conversation? What's going on down there?
Well, it's definitely a topic of conversation. Actually, I have the benefit of, I guess, the benefit of being both in L.A. And California and New York, because I was in L.A. doing a gig for 2 days on Sunday, 2 days before Election Day, and the gig was sort of a post Say No to Prop 8 rally, and I was the after party headlining performance, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, LA was crazy, and on Santa Monica Boulevard, the streets, and everybody had their signs up, and the horns were honking, but at that point, I guess there was an air of hope, and people were really kind of in a good spirit, thinking that we were going to make this. And then, of course, we got the great news that Barack Obama is our president.
Right.
But, you know, the bad news that Say No to Prop 8 did not go through, and the majority said say yes. So the win, I guess, was bittersweet. And then here in New York today, I'm in the middle of rehearsal for a show, so I couldn't make it. But I know there's a protest in front of a Mormon church here.
Wow.
In New York that you know, had obviously funded a lot of the Say Yes to Prop 8 kind of propaganda that was being put out there.
Do you see all this Proposition 8? Do you see it making its way into your music?
Well, actually, as far as I'm concerned, well, I mean, first of all, I mean, it always the issue of gay rights and human rights, and you know, it always makes it into my music.
Oh yeah, it's there.
It's in kind of every pore. And I actually recently got to sing a song of mine called Beshert off of my album Space Under Sun, the one my second album.
We actually just played it, Ari.
That's the song you played?
That's the song we played.
Of all the songs, I don't
see.
It's Beshert.
Come on, this is a guest host matchup right now.
Sure is.
It's meant to be. That's what Beshert means for everybody who doesn't know, doesn't speak Yiddish. You might be listening to your show, which probably is everybody.
And me.
I got to sing that song at a gay wedding in Massachusetts this past summer. And I kind of wrote it as a gay love song, even a wedding song of sorts, and it was just really emotional and profound to be able to sing that song at this wedding of these two people who I know who have been together for 11 years, and in front of, you know, their parents and the state of Massachusetts. And it was I got verklempt. I had a lot of feelings when
I
was singing.
Oh my gosh, Ari, this is like being home in Jersey right now. It's fantastic. This is, I want to lay my kepi down and go for Schleppi right now.
But, and then also on top of it, I've actually been working this whole week. I've kind of been writing this article, which I'm sure will be coming out somewhere, if not at least on my website, on my blog. That's arigold.com, by the way.
Oh, hey, we're not there yet, but we were going to promote it.
Go
trust
ahead,
us.
Plug away.
I'm writing this whole article about Prop 8 and about my performance in L.A. And it's actually tied to the character Ari Gold on Entourage, and also tied to Rahm Emanuel, who is Obama's new chief of staff, but he just appointed, because actually Rahm Emanuel's brother
is a doctor.
Ari Emanuel. No, there are two brothers.
Oh, okay.
Right? So the one brother is the agent Ari Emanuel, who the character Ari Gold on Entourage was based on.
I had no idea.
I figured out a way in a very complex tapestry of words to tie it all together and make my point about why, you know, it is so important for us to get, obviously, all of our rights, our human rights, our civil rights, and this whole argument about marriage and how we can use, you know, we can have civil unions but not use the word marriage. I mean, you know, there's so many ways to explain why that's not really enough and why that's not good enough. But, you know, ultimately for me, it's like once you start having that argument, then you are having an argument about why some people are not as equal as other people. And that spread, that continues to spread a message of hate. And we already have homophobia and hatred out there. And it's just so important for us not to continue to put an end to that, because there are so many kids who commit suicide because of being gay. There are so many violent acts, hate crimes against gay people, and it just has to stop. So
I was reading today. Oh no, I was listening. I was listening to NPR earlier today, and there was a whole segment on. But what's missing right now is a leader. And in a leader in the wake of
Are you talking about the Republicans?
No, I'm talking about gay rights. because they were doing a whole segment on Harvey Milk and how Harvey Milk really very much was a leader, and what the gays don't have right now is a leader. Do we need a leader, Ari Gold?
Well, I definitely think we need leaders. You know, I mean, I don't know if it has to be one. You know, I think that, that we do need leaders, and
we've got Ellen.
Ellen, come on, step up.
She tries.
She's trying, but you know, she's trying. I don't know if she's trying hard enough, but she's trying.
Well, she got pretty political during the election, actually.
I don't know. I think that was comparative to how apolitical she had been before.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, there was a vast difference, and she did make a little bit of a turnaround. And I mean, I guess it was good because she was able to be political in reference to her own personal life.
Right.
You know, she got married to Portia de Rossi. So, you know, I think, you know, we need to continue to have people who are outspoken, who are leaders. You know, I think we could use as many people as possible. And I'm definitely, you know, I think for me, right, I don't know. We have to figure out how to also, as activists, kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Not coordinate or communicate, or as a community, we have to figure out how to organize. Really, you know, I think we haven't organized ourselves in a little while, maybe since like AIDS and ACT UP and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So I think we have to figure out how to do that. But you know, for me, writing is always my most powerful tool that I can do. And of course, you know, if anyone wants me to show up somewhere at an event, if they think that might help, I'm always trying to support in that way too.
Well, you can show up at our studio any
Brattleboro
Wednesday.
Ari,
we need you here in Brattleboro.
Well,
Vermont is such a holdout.
Well, bring me out then. I'm ready.
So we're going to change gears a little bit. We were talking a few weeks ago with Susan Werner, who was on our show, and talking about the intersection between faith and sexual orientation and the role that music plays. And that night we were talking a lot about gospel music and Christianity. And while we certainly invite you to talk about Christianity, Ari, we kind of wanted to morph a little bit and talk about Judaism and where that relationship has been for you between faith and sexual orientation and how you've experienced that and the role that music plays in that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot.
That's a small, like, little aside question.
Dissertation. Exactly. Go.
Would you like us to play a song while you think?
So I can come up with my thesis.
Yes.
off the cuff.
Well, actually,
respond.
You know, I do have something that is written down that explains a lot of my childhood.
Oh, you have cheat sheets?
Like cliff notes.
We should get some of those. A plan?
Contributed to a really great book. I don't know if you talked about that book when you were talking about Christianity, but I contributed a chapter to this book called Crisis. It's called Crisis, 40 Stories Revealing the Personal Pain and Trauma of Growing Up Gay and Religious in America.
Very
sort
cool.
A mouthful, but the book includes contributions by myself and Jim McGreevy and Candace Gingrich and Nate Perkins and Richard Chamberlain and Bishop, I'm forgetting his name, but one of the
Gene Robinson?
Bishop Robinson?
I don't know, it's the only bishop I know.
I'm forgetting. And with a foreword by Martina Navratilova.
Oh, see, she I know.
Yeah, even though she didn't grow up in America, but I guess.
And I'm a pop culture nightmare.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, keep going, Ari.
So anyway, this book has all kinds of stories, and I talk a little bit about, I wrote a little bit about being 16 and being in high school in yeshiva, in Orthodox school, and what it was like to be keeping my sexuality a secret, and then coming out, eventually coming out to my family when I was like 18. So I'm still very close with my family, and they're Orthodox, so I still end up being pretty involved in the religion. I don't consider myself religious anymore, but I still feel very close to my Jewish identity and even Judaism in certain ways, even a lot of the rituals and customs and traditions. So I don't think everybody has their own path and their own journey when it comes to that. And I for one don't, just because there was a lot of oppression as far as what it was like to be gay and growing up in that environment. I feel like almost to just throw it all away or to try to reject all of it, they win in a way, because then they get to define what Judaism is, and they get to define what being Jewish is. So I like to be able to incorporate those things into my life, into my gay identity.
Although I have to tell you, coming out to my mom was one thing, coming out to my dad was another thing, my friends, my grandmother, coming out to my rabbi, I was so petrified.
Interesting.
And how did it wind up going?
It was actually quite funny. My mom was going through all types of different things to get me to say that I was straight. So I think her theory at that time was if I came out to someone who had a stronger opinion than she did and would tell me no, that I would be straight. So I had to come out to my grandmother, and my grandmother said, "Oh, you're a fairy?" And I said, "Oh, yes, but no." But it's the only word she had. And so I had to call the rabbi, and I had to call the rabbi at home, and I wouldn't tell him who I was, and he was good. He said, I don't for a second think it's a choice. It's not something that I particularly understand. And I was freaking out. And then I told him to say hi to my dad on Saturday, so I guess I outed myself and said, "Say hi to Barry," and then the gig was up. So, but it was, I was really scared in that, because that intersection I just was so unfamiliar with.
Right.
So, I don't know. All right, Ari, because we know you have rehearsal too, but we got to end with some pop culture trivia for Ari Gold.
Okay.
Ari, tell everyone about the Gem connection.
Oh, well, I played an 8-year-old Vietnamese girl.
What?
On Gem and the Holograms, which was one of my favorite cartoons growing up, and the people who did the music had worked with me on some other jingles and commercials that I did when I was a kid. I did a lot of jingles and voices as a child while I was in yeshiva as an Orthodox Jew. It was sort of a strange duality, but it was one of my favorite shows, and it was definitely one of the highlights of my childhood career, because the show was way ahead of its time.
It was fantastic. There was this dancer, she danced around, there were ribbons.
Well, it was like she was the first, like, pop singing superhero. I mean,
oh, Gem was fantastic.
Wow.
Well, that's, I mean,
so gay that I never really got into that.
Oh, I adored it. I adored it.
Gem actually was partially the inspiration for my last video, Where the Music Takes You, in which I play a pop singing superhero that saves the world with an interracial gay kiss.
I heard your videos are hot. That's what I've been told.
Oh, you have to. I've seen the videos. The videos are hot.
I'm a cartoon in that one. And actually, the kiss reminds me a lot about that one kiss where Gem and Rio used to kiss in the opening credits. And I used to think
Rio.
So hot.
Oh, Rio. Oh, man. I think on that note, Ari, we're all about playing Where the Music Takes You, which we're going to cue up right now. Anything else you want to set up for that song for us?
My next upcoming single is Human. And I just finished shooting the video for that with Aaron Cobbett, who directed.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm really excited about that one. It was inspired by the work of this gay photographer, James Bidgood, who inspired people like Pierre Gilles and David LaChapelle. And I'm going to come out with some remixes for that, too. So So yeah, maybe we'll talk again when that's all.
Oh, Ari, we would...
Any minute.
We have so much more to talk about, so we would love to have you back. We didn't even touch on R&B.
We didn't scratch the surface.
We didn't even scratch the surface. So where can we see you next? Where should our listeners be looking for you next?
Yeah, what can we plug for you here?
Well, I'm actually, you know, I'm working on a few little projects here in New York, so I've actually stopped touring for just a minute.
Okay.
But you can always check out my website, arigold.com, for tour dates and MySpace/Ari Gold, the artist.
Are you coming up to Vermont?
When's the next Vermont trip, Ari Gold?
I don't know.
When was the last Vermont trip?
You are over there and I'm over here, so you need to make that happen.
When was the last Vermont trip, Ari Gold?
I don't... Have I ever done a show in Vermont?
Oh, you,
oh my gosh.
All right.
Neglecting.
Go to your local gay bars and tell them to put together a little budget and bring me out.
Yeah. We don't have
How
one.
How cute was that when Ari thought we had gay bars
it
out here?
It was cute. Remember that? No, you have to come up for your two New Jersey fans.
Do you not have any like gay club party at all?
It's Vermont, so it's kind of just one big gay bar.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Except there aren't gay people
yes,
here.
Yes, except they're not really here.
Because they've all settled down and have families.
Yeah, and you can wear jeans to the temple. It's a whole different environment, Ari.
Well, I'm family friendly. So
all right. Ari Gold, we adore having you on.
I'm down to the crowd for that show.
No, they already have him on. But everybody should check out arigold.com. There's some pretty good pictures on there, Ari Gold.
Well, thank you. Actually, I have a new calendar for 2009. You can get on my in my fan store on my website.
Do you sometimes wake up and say, I have a calendar?
Sometimes I wake up and I say, I'm going to make a calendar because it is my idea. all of this stuff comes from my crazy head. So.
Well, we adore having you on. We hope to have you back. When you're ready to plug anything, our Vermont listeners and our listeners on the internet around the world would love to hear about it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me. It's good talking to you.
All right. Bye, Ari.
Bye-bye.
Doesn't matter what you do, if you go where the music takes you.
All right, that's Where the Music Takes You from our special guest tonight, Ari Gold. But this is...
breaking news.
This is breaking news. Breaking news from the Brattleboro studio here at WVEW. We said on our first show, we have one goal. Okay, we had another goal, too. We had our goal of syndication. We're still working on that. But our other goal...
And I wanted hate mail. So there were three goals.
We have a ton. I think there were others, too. But we also wanted a crowd outside the station, out on the street.
And we have a crowd of one.
We have a crowd of one. Caller, where are you?
I am standing across the street looking up through the window, and I can see both of you in the studio.
What's it like out there, our man on the street?
It's crowded. Oh, there's tons of here. It's like I had to push people away to have room to stand right here in this one spot and watch you on air.
Right. And we're even getting call waiting now. That's how incited people are.
They are.
It's an event. Syndication is coming next, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you, caller out on the street. You've made one of our goals come true.
Go get a sweater or a coffee.
Good night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So that was our. That
I was
our
so excited
first
there
live
that I
person.
Just stopped talking because it was very exciting.
I think we've actually lost the person who was calling in. So
we
call
lost
again
him.
Because we don't really know what to do with the call waiting, which we're not really sure what it's doing on
we
the
don't
phone.
Don't enjoy the call waiting.
But thank you, Alan, very much for your drop by. That was pretty impressive. I think we're going to be on our way to a crowd. That is great. We have fans willing to brave
the cold.
We have
fans out on the streets,
it's
folks.
November in Vermont. This is big.
If you're not willing,
this is big.
If you're not willing to be out on the street listening to our show, are you a fan? Are you? You are.
Are you really a fan?
Are you, really
are you
a fan?
Truly a fan?
And we have to do a couple little shout-outs real quick while we wait for our call to come back in. We are doing a shout-out to Ryan Wolf.
Hello, Ryan Wolf.
Ryan Wolf is our webmaster.
Oh, Ryan Wolf is our hero.
Wolf is our hero. Everyone should go to thisshowissogay.com. Odds are if you're listening to this, you went to the show, the site, and downloaded our podcast, which we will have up very, 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 very soon.
Right. I think we've got most of our legal stuff taken care of for that, but we'll see.
Yeah, legal schmeagle.
And then try not to get arrested.
And then the other shout out, and she doesn't even know this is coming, is to Kristen DeTolle, who was our won a contest, won a This Show Is So Gay contest, because she was the 100th member of our Facebook group.
Really? Wow. Go Kristen.
So we have 100 members in our Facebook. We have more now.
And what does she win? A
t-shirt. No. Oh, that's so lame.
She wins a t-shirt.
She wins a t-shirt. She
oh,
wins
we need
a...
our word of the day, too, so other people
no,
can
no,
win
that
a
whole contest is over.
They haven't
That gay
it.
Contest is... I know, because we haven't podcasted yet. Oh. Yeah, we're going to hold on to that contest, because someone's
going to
listen...
Well, then they could totally cheat. They could listen to all of them. We're going to have
that's
to
fine.
Bleep them out.
Becca... If they listen to all of them, we're doing fine. I would be thrilled if they listen to all of them. So that's all the different fun things that
we
are going on.
We aim low.
We aim so low. There are people instant messaging us. There are people trying to call us. God, we're barely talking about gay things. We're going to play one more song, and then we're gonna get into some polls. We're going to get into some news.
We're going to get so much gayer.
We're going to get so much gayer. So yeah. In order to get so much gayer, we need some George Michael.
Yeah, we do.
All right, here we go.
But you knew We could have shown them all. We should have seen love through. Fooled me with the tears in your eyes. Covered me with kisses and lies. So goodbye. What they will, for they will, if you let them steal your heart and people, will always make a lover feel a fool. But you, I loved you. We could have shown them all.
All right. It's enough of that. We're feeling gay, and we are going to welcome Reed from California. Reed, can you hear us?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
What's going on out there? Say hi to Becca.
Hello.
Hi, Becca. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to meet you.
You have now.
You're on the air, Reed. You've met everybody.
I'm just a talking head, really.
Reed, what's going on there in California? You have breaking news.
Well,
don't fumble it, Reed. This is exciting.
It has been unlike any other experience that I've had, either living in New York, living in Vermont, where I did live briefly, in Connecticut, or here in California. The uproar and the anger that people have at being actively discriminated against for no viable reason.
Right.
Is amazing. I don't think that it will continue at this pace. It doesn't seem that that's possible, but I think when new political options become available, people will remember this.
Okay.
So people are fired up in California.
Yeah, there's been protests in Los Angeles and throughout the state every single day and every single night since the election. This is an election that we all should have been proud of, and with the election of the first African-American president. But this, the passing of Proposition 8 and the similar propositions in three other states really cast a shadow over that.
Now, what I don't like, Dr. Reed, what I do not like are some of these articles I'm reading. And again, we're so far away and feeling so disconnected, so we appreciate you calling. But I do not like these.
Tell you something.
Okay,
you're
tell
not
us.
Disconnected because this Saturday morning,
yes,
there's a national protest. There's protests going on in every state, including yours, two cities in Vermont. And at simultaneous times, it'll be 1:30 in the afternoon on the East Coast and 10:30 in the morning in Los Angeles. And depending on your time zone, it'll be in other times.
What day is this?
This is this Saturday.
This is this Saturday.
Information about your local protest at jointheimpact.com, join the Impact.
Yes, no, and people should definitely check that out, because I was reading all on 365gay.com today, all about, and it kind of prompted some of our conversations with our guest earlier about what a leader is. And the young woman who started Join the Impact, it just... Definitely go to 365gay.com and read all about her, because she's a fascinating story.
No, it's okay.
Okay, so what I don't like, Dr. Reed, are some of these articles that are detailing the conflicts that are emerging around race and Proposition 8, and I don't like it.
I think my impression is that that's all based on one poll, which was a CNN exit poll, which is did show that based on that sample, which I don't know too much about their sampling, but sampling errors do occur and can cause confusing results. African-American women did tend to vote. Two groups voted against gay rights, which is voting for Proposition 8. One were the elderly population, and then the other was African-American women.
Right.
And if you take that poll to be fact, then that's indisputable. It depends on how much weight you put in that poll. But the...
I don't know. I don't want divisiveness.
Well, one of the things that's important is that the African-American struggle for civil rights was very closely tied to their church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they built up community and how they built up the strength for what eventually got them... I guess you could call it equality, though there's a lot of disparity still today.
Right, but...
Now, as a result, that population remains somewhat more religious than other subgroups. And unfortunately, mostly related to their own struggle for power, leaders of different organizations find it beneficial to scapegoat one group or another. And the gay population is a relatively easy and somewhat invisible group to use for that.
A bunch of pushovers.
Well, not necessarily pushovers, but certainly not that politically active.
Right.
Invisible in a lot of senses, that a lot of people are working alongside or have members of their own family that they don't know are gay.
Right.
And so it's easier to say that than to walk into your workplace and say something bad about a black person or another minority that you can see who they are by looking at them.
Right.
Although, Ken, you're an exception to that.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. But, you know, we've been talking about Harvey Milk every week, and Harvey Milk is my gay hero, and always will be my gay hero. And Harvey Milk, my gosh, he said it's an impossibility to have gay rights, to have all equal rights for gay people, unless the African-American community and the gay community join together. And so when I read these articles and read about how there's divisiveness and my gosh, blame, I flash back to Harvey Milk saying, well, you're screwed then. There's no way.
One of the protests that I was at the other day...
And there were bad words said.
What's that?
And there were bad words said at one of these protests.
Well, there are bad words. Anytime you get together a large group, there's inevitably going to be... bad words said.
Right.
But, I mean...
I do not like the bad words, Dr. Reed.
Well, that doesn't necessarily represent the feelings of the masses, except to say that people are angry.
Right.
When I was at one of the protests, Gore Vidal showed up and was briefly speaking to the group, and someone asked him if they thought that gay people would ever be, in this country, fully accepted for who they are. And his answer was no, but we still must fight for it.
Okay.
And, of course, there's some people that you're not going to win over. There's some people who are lost souls and who think mistakenly that they're doing a good thing, but what they're doing is spending their very limited lifetime. We all only get, if we're lucky, 70 or 80 years here to walk around and interact with one another. And there are people who wait...
Is that you as a doctor doing that as a prognosis for us?
It varies person to person.
All right, thank you.
That's a generous lifespan if you live 80 years.
We appreciate that.
But to spend that time in any way that you're actively trying to make worse the life of someone else is the most sinful, horrible, evil thing that you could do. None of us know what comes after this life, but we all know that we have to live here, and we get to live here, have a chance to walk around and see what wonderful things the world has to offer. And to spend your life trying to make worse someone else's experience when it has no impact whatsoever on your own is truly an embarrassment and is something that people should be ashamed of.
Right. Hey, Reed, we'll take that. We'll take that. So our last question for you, and then we'll send you on to your protest, which it sounds like there's one right near you right now. Do we need a leader, Reed, or can we just do this as a community?
Do we need a leader? It certainly helps.
Yeah. What qualities do we need in our leader?
You need someone who is, first of all, willing and able to stand up to all the enemies of whatever your cause are going to throw at them, which are character assassination and all these other sorts of things, which are very easy to do to any sort of minority by playing up people's inherent fear of the unknown. That's a very difficult task, and any person who's leading anything has a tremendous personal battle that they're going to have to fight just to have that position.
Right.
But beyond that, I mean, you need someone who's intelligent and rational, but also not afraid to pick a fight when it's appropriate. It's very hard to balance out, you know, when to push and when to talk to people. These protests, you know, you can have a thousand, or, you know, the other day there were almost 15,000 people in Silver Lake in California marching. And you can have them march, but then when the march comes to an end, the question is, what do the people do? And you have to have someone come up and say, okay, now go back home. Or you have a rowdy crowd of people that are potentially going to cause unsafe situations.
Now, Becca, I don't know what you just heard, but what I just heard was Reed just volunteered to be our leader.
I think he did.
All right. Reed?
Well, I've been trying to encourage you, Ken. What I think everyone should definitely do is tonight, actually, there was a protest in Manhattan that supposedly 4,000 or 5,000 people showed up at.
We have New York listeners.
We do.
To those of us in California, we really do appreciate what our friends and family are doing in other states, and it's important that you, if you have the time, which there's very few excuses not to, that you do go to your local protest this Saturday. It could really give a very strong message to the nation that this is not something that's acceptable. Beyond that, I would think that our new leader, President-elect Obama, has a responsibility to all of his gay and lesbian constituents, and really a responsibility to the country as a whole to say that this is wrong, to stand up and tell our nation that this is wrong.
Hey.
Right, and the President-elect Obama actually has a website up now, change.gov, where he very sadly requests comments and questions. So please go forth and email the President-elect with
and
any
the
of your
other
concerns.
Thing is that, you know, no one's mind who hates you is going to be changed by seeing a mob of people in a street and saying, oh, look, they're yelling. I guess maybe I was wrong. But what will change people's minds is having personal conversations with them. Be out and open with people as much as you can. Encourage your family members that maybe don't know so much about this. Talk to them from older generations. Talk to your coworkers. You run into people all the time, and when you hear people say stuff, if it's an airline, you're sitting in and someone next to you says something, engage them in thoughtful conversation. Yelling at people doesn't usually change things, but if you put a face on it, that often does. It's harder for people to... Most people that vote to take away people's rights do so because they're misinformed or uneducated or just simply unexposed to that. Most people really don't want to hurt people.
Dr. Reed, you are, sir, taking a page right out of the Harvey Milk playbook. That could have been word for word. So we... What's that? Well, you could have been.
No.
Whether you like it or not, Becca and I decided during that last speech that you just made that you are now the official leader of this show.
We're going to follow you around. Yeah. We're going to call you for
guidance. You are the leader.
To send donations.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Without taxes.
We are going to get you a T-shirt as our leader.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Reed, thanks for calling in from California. We hope you call back in the future, and we want to hear about more of what's going on out there.
We sure do. Keep us informed if anything goes on out there. Let us know.
Thanks, Reed.
Thanks, guys. And
thank
God
you.
Bless America.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Reed.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This night is silent, cruel, and cold. But so what? Up in the sky, the stars unfold. But so what? Now I'm here on the ground, looking up, I don't look down. Leave me here, my hands bound. Take me up, lift me up, take me up, take me over it and away. What's it gonna be? This place where we all live and we dream is life, my show was more than we've seen, cause we're here on the ground, looking up, we don't look down, we're all here. Spinning round, take us up, lift us up, take us up, take us over it and hey, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What'll it be tonight?
That's Daniel Cartier, or Cartier. I'm not sure. We're waiting for him to respond to be on our show, and then we'll find out the right pronunciation, singing What's It Gonna Be, which is his song that he wrote for Matthew Shepard off of his album Revival. Really uplifting. Sorry, folks, at the end of the show. But
yeah, it was a little depressing.
Sorry. It's a great song. It's a great song. So we need to do a couple more shout-outs, because we do shout-outs and let people know about some upcoming shows. First, I can't even hesitate to give a shout out to Aaron Wingo.
Excellent. Shout out to Aaron.
Aaron Wingo, who is in DC right now, and she is listening to our show. She is going to be marching out in front of the Capitol on Saturday, DC representation in the protest that Dr. Reed mentioned earlier from
right,
California.
This show is so gay on your t-shirt.
Oh, yes. Aaron Wingo. We need
can't
you to
get
be our
you a
ambassador.
T-shirt by then.
they won't be printed by then, Aaron. So please make your own That's So Gay t-shirt and increase our listenership, as only Aaron Wingo and Sarah Lawrence Griffin can do. So that's your shout out, Aaron. Thanks for listening in. Next week, how about that show next week?
Next week. Pretty impressive
stuff. Pretty impressive. So we had Ari Gold this week, and we're not done with the Aries. I'm not feeling like we're done with the Aries.
No, we have another Ari.
We have another Ari. So next week, Ari Shapiro from NPR, he's their justice correspondent, is going to be on our show. Among the different questions that we'll be asking him are, seriously, dude, why are you on our show?
Because it's beyond
really
us. But no, we're
he's beyond us, and quite frankly, we're beneath him, and we're
but therefore,
okay
we're
that.
Very grateful, and
we are unbelievably grateful. So we're really excited about that, and hope to have a lot of folks listening in to Ari Shapiro next week, and we can continue our conversations about Judaism and sexual orientation. And Ari is going to give us
and I'm
the
a total
journal.
NPR nerd, so
I I am now becoming one. And I have to say, when they had this whole thing on Harvey Milk yesterday, it just made me so happy. Although, very upsetting. Because they were interviewing young kids and asking, what relevance does Harvey Milk have on your life? And the few kids who even knew who he was said, he doesn't have any relevance on our lives. We have out gay politicians. But the thing about Harvey Milk, and I know I talk about him every week, and I'll talk about him next week too, I'm sure, is that, yes, we have gay politicians. We have Barney Frank. And we have Tammy Baldwin, who I don't really know
that well. Who's probably going to be on our show.
But Barney Frank...
And there was another one who just got elected whose name is escaping me right now, but...
Oh, I read an article election, that he was running, and I'm not even sure that I followed to see if he was elected.
Yes, and it was a good win, too.
All right, so someone should probably call in and tell us who he was.
It's out of my mind right now. But it's the end of the show.
Yes, this is where we get a little bit punchy, folks. You know, Barney Frank, I'm sure, is great. I don't really know him that well. He doesn't represent me as a congressman, and I know he's working on the economic stimulus package. But the gay thing is such a side thing with Barney Frank, and it's not a side thing with me. I know it's not a side thing with you. And with Harvey Milk, it was all about, I'm a gay politician, not a politician who happens to be gay. And I like that. I don't know. I like that. And the movie's coming out soon, and we're going to give you the This Show Is So Gay review.
Sounds good.
You'll come with us.
Okay.
Oh, we have to go together.
Yeah.
I'm mandating that.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go see it.
I'm all for it.
Okay, we're going to go see that together. We should do polls. Shoot.
Do we have a poll?
I think we do.
I heard a really scary statistic today.
What'd you hear?
80% of American households did not buy a book. All of last year.
Oh.
Not one book.
That's not good.
Get out there and buy a book, people.
Oh, wait. We got late breaking news.
Of course, our listeners are reading.
And listening to us at the same time. Jeremy from Chicago, who called in last week. He's our Chicago reporter.
Jeremy, how is our Chicago correspondent?
Our Chicago correspondent said that it was Jared... it's very far away, the computer. Jared Polis in Colorado, who's openly gay, who was elected. So
thank you,
Jeremy.
Chicago.
That brings you closer to getting a t-shirt, though you're not there yet.
Oof.
We'll talk about the terms later. So you're getting closer,
you can always
Jeremy.
Appeal to me. I'm the nice one.
But Jeremy's going to be marching. Where are you marching, Jeremy? You'll be in front of the Federal Building in Chicago.
Are you going to make a This Show Is So
Saturday.
Gay shirt?
Jeremy, please make a This Show Is So Gay
shirt.
We're
waiting for your instant response here.
Oh, and I'm sorry, and Aaron Wingo also told us it was Jared Polison. Except that Jeremy supplied the information. Aaron's a little annoyed at us that we didn't know it. A little bit of a difference
in tone. I knew
it
last week, and it fell out of my head.
Doesn't help your chances for getting a t-shirt, Aaron. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Not so
insulting
good.
Us, not so nice. We're
it's a punchy
I didn't even
night.
Bring my laptop this week, so...
You know, we're gearing up for next week. Next week's the big week for us.
We're freaking out a little bit.
December, the first Wednesday in December. That calendar's too far away right now. I want to say December 5th.
The first Wednesday?
Yeah. December 3rd, singer-songwriter Scott Friedman. That's Scott with a K. S-K-O-T-T. Don't look at me like that. It's Scott, that's his name. Scott Friedman, who's going to be calling in from California, and he's been singing. He has this great song with Jill Sobule, and he's got an album that I adore called Judge a Book, and it's all covers.
Nice.
Clever little title. So he's going to be on, and Scout Cloud Lee, who was a finalist on Survivor, she's going to be on.
Yeah, we need more ladies.
We do. Oh, we do. Susan Werner seems like a really long time ago.
It was a really long time
ago. Can we just have Susan
ago.
Werner every other week?
Okay. If she'll agree to
if
it,
she'll
I'm all
agree
for
to
that.
It, I want Susan Werner every other week. I'll probably drool on this board here. I'll short circuit the board. So there are so many ways that you folks should get in touch with us, because oddly, you just spent an hour with us and it flew by for us. Hopefully it flew by for you. So tons of ways to get in touch with us. First, please check out our website. We promise that by this time next week... That's going to be a bold promise. I'm thinking through it. There'll be a podcast on there.
There will be at least one.
Okay, we will throw a podcast on there by this time next
week. It might not be our podcast, but we'll have
it. It might be somebody else's, but they'll be there. So you should go to this show is so gay.com. So that's one thing. Go to Facebook. join the This Show Is So Gay group. There's 108 other people in it. You're not going to be by yourself. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
Other people are going to be like, hey, what's that that just showed up on their group page? You're going to be a trendsetter, a leader.
You will be.
You'll be a leader. So definitely join that group. You can drop us an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com.
You can come hang outside the studio on Wednesday nights.
Alan has agreed that he will be outside our studio every Wednesday night.
And we're
with
so proud
crowd.
Of him.
And we're going to bring down hot chocolate one night. If there are more than four people one night, we're bringing down hot chocolate. Very gay hot chocolate.
Absolutely.
So, you know, please check that out, too. I don't know. Those are all the different ways to get in touch with us.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. So we love talking to you. It's my favorite part of the week. How about you?
It's mine too.
All right. We love it. So this is Wednesday night. It's November 12th.
Yes, it is.
You've been listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM. It's Brattleboro Community Radio. This show is so gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And I don't know. I think we're going to send you guys on your way.
Yeah, we'll
we're
see you next
you
week.
We're sending you on our way. So we're queuing up the random music that we queue up here.
Keep track of all that gay news and music and send us your suggestions
send it to
or call
us
in next week.
And have a very gay... Oh, we need a sign-off line.
We do.
All right, we're going to work on that. Have a very gay week.
Have a very gay week.
I don't like
very,
it.
Very, very gay week. No.
Very, very gay week. Freaking gay week.
No.
No. All right, if you guys... Ooh, new contest. You come up with the best tagline for us to say goodnight, and you win.
And then you win.
And you win a t-shirt. Oh, and I should tell you that there was... I probably should have checked
the
with you first.
The t-shirts are not jokes, either.
No, the t-shirts are real.
These are real t-shirts. These are real. They're not like Facebook little
There was a
things.
Conference this week, the National Association of Student Personnel Administrators, and they had a silent auction, and perhaps I should have checked with you first, but just... We'll
okay,
roll with it.
We're going
one
with
of
it.
The prizes was our guest for a night.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how much it won. I don't
Wasn't
know who
Landmark
won.
Wasn't Landmark College organizing that particular
well, they might
conference
have been donated
this year?
Well, they were. They probably went. But anyway, so tune in next week. Hopefully, we will have at that point for you who won.
That's awesome.
So, that's it. All right, we're signing off.
Where the good folks, they all love you
week,
as their own. Then I go to my neighbor's house. On the north, they'd all sing out.